It's a privilege to be with you. I wish my voice had stayed here as well. So I'm sorry it's not as strong as it was last night, but we had fun last night, right? There will be no music tonight. Oh, but we had a very nice dinner selection. I appreciate that. Thank you, Preston. I was grateful that you put up pictures of the past ones, because I was trying to remember, when was the last time I got to be with the Alliance for Life conference? And it was in 2010. And I told a story at that point about God's goodness in my life, so I'm grateful for the music that was shared tonight. And it's a privilege to be with you. And I want to talk about, I mentioned last night that Heartbeat has been celebrating 50 years. And I also said last night that our actual birthday was like the 13th. Like, what's today? Is today the 15th? I've lost track. I've been traveling a bit. So 50 years from Sunday has been the Saturday. Thank you. I'm just not there. I'm not there. Christmas will be on us before you know it. I'll have no idea. But it's been 50 years, and as we talked about, really the pregnancy help movement was born in the late 60s, so it's a little older than 50 years. But it's a pleasure to be with you. And as part of Heartbeat's milestone, be honoring a milestone for Alliance for Life in celebrating 20 years. So I'm privileged to be a part of that, and with you for it. But I want to orient us a little differently than we did last night. You've got a good history of the pregnancy health movement, and I hope that resonated with you. Some of you have been living it along with us and with me, and some of you are new to it, and you're creating... Is that for me? Thank you. Thank you. Will there be like a baptism later? Is it worship? here we go. Thank you. Thank you, Seth. It's an adventure to be walking with us at this particular time. So I have prepared some remarks that I believe is a call to our movement for the next 50 years, and I would say for Alliance for Life, it's part of the next 20 years that we are going forward. It has been an amazing 50 years, but the last year and a half has been one wild ride that has challenged all of us, right? Which is why, again, we are at the Margaritaville Resort as well. I was convinced there would be margaritas on the table just because we've earned it. Because the global pandemic, for all its ills, brought to light for everyone, everywhere, the scriptural reality that we indeed are our brother's keepers. Suddenly, the whole world was keenly focused on rescuing lives who are at risk. It's like, wow, welcome to our world. We all became aware of terms more familiar to the epidemiologists, like comorbidity and quarantine. We had to deal with mandates and masks, still dealing with some of that. The government moved to provide ventilators and vaccines. And yes, there were closings and even some event cancellations. Now, frankly, I believe we've seen way too much canceling going on. I'm not talking so much about events like ours and others that adapted to virtual and other venues. I'm talking about the new cultural phenomenon of erasing what it holds in contempt. We even have a clever name for it now. We call it cancel culture. And it's real. And it is dangerous. Dangerous for any society to try to erase something or someone that does not fit the prescribed or desired narrative. This cancel culture is even deadly. Deadly when it cancels something or someone because they were or are less than perfect, because they might disrupt what we want. But it is not new. Slavery was cancel culture. How? Because at its heart, it was the canceling of an individual's freedom and inalienable rights. A person's greater purpose and natural worth. It canceled them from even being human. So it is, it has been with abortion. The very reason the pregnancy health movement was started. Like the Underground Railroad of those days, the pregnancy health movement continues to rescue those who are at risk from being erased because they are imperfect in their form or in their timing. The season of pandemic produced a fear of death that drove governments to lockdowns and quarantines. Likewise, the fear of death drives women to despair, to lock down their perspective, quarantine from God's grace, and leads them into the arms of the awaiting billion-dollar business that is big abortion. Sadly, even as all of you have faithfully gone about your mission, the current White House administration has moved aggressively in favor of big abortion. Despite heroic efforts like Texas Heartbeat Bill, the federal government has continued to do all it can to expand abortion in the U.S. This has helped return the U.S. to the all-too-familiar path that other so-called developed countries are on that have embraced chemical abortion. And add to that the bullying by big tech censoring ads, which some of you have experienced directly, and we have experienced at Heartbeat with the censoring of our abortion pill rescue ads. This is the new Molech. No longer necessary to travel to the place of sacrifice. Now it is possible to conveniently sacrifice a child in the comfort of one's own home, in the bathroom. And some of our colleagues have taken to referring to this as toilet bowl abortions. Now we have hope in government, and there is good there yet. Sam Lee here this afternoon talked about some good things, and he's always anxious to do more. I'm so grateful that people like Sam are doing what they do and how they serve faithfully for this movement. For now, we are still only seeing slivers of success in state action, but we need to be wary of silver bullet thinking that government will ever adequately take up our call and finally solve what is really, at its heart, a sin problem. The historical examples of Emperor Constantine and King James tells us that government fully championing biblical values is fleeting at best and is most likely an illusion. Since its earliest days of the pregnancy health movement, it was known that it was not enough to wait for political answers alone. As in those days, God calls us, each of us, to love people into making life-affirming decisions. He calls us to help them adapt and overcome, even as we ourselves work to adapt and overcome new challenges. He empowers us to rise up each and every day to champion life, not by turning our face towards some capital, but instead turning our hearts to the cross. The giver of life will pour into us what we need. He will give us new ways to speak love. Although the love is the same through the ages, he is already giving us new methods. But the mission is the same. New obstacles are arising, but it is the same enemy who attacks the creation of Christ in order to abort the purpose of God. Together, we will move from the past 50 years or 20 years into the next 50 or 20 years with clear conviction on what we, the pregnancy health movement, needs to do. There are many and varied, but they boil down into three big goals that we need to have moving into this next season. First, we need as many people as possible laboring for life in the pregnancy health movement. It remains true that the very best alternative to abortion is another person. It is another person offering help, hope, compassion, and information who makes the difference. From one-on-one intervention inside the pregnancy centers or on a mobile unit to one-to-many in prevention assemblies in the middle school or in the high school nearby, or one-to-few in reconciliation groups dealing with regret over a past abortion, and one-to a classroom of pro-lifers learning life-saving skills. For every one person we count actively involved in the movement this year, and this is just in the U.S., our analysis shows that nearly four times that number of babies are saved from the risk of abortion each year. Now, at Harper International, we envision a 100-fold increase of people called into the life-saving work of pregnancy help in the years ahead. Can you imagine having 100-fold more Missourians and the Kansans and you other guys? Wouldn't that be cool? And just imagine all those people joining in and championing pregnancy help. That's what it will take to make a world-changing difference. A critical part of that 100-fold increase is inviting multicultural involvement into leadership and active outreach. Whole countries and cultures are nearly bereft of the power of pregnancy help. The same is true of parts of our own country. That includes more intervention people and more prevention people. That includes more restoration people and reconciliation people. That includes more medical people and ministry people. That will necessarily include more minorities leading the charges as missionaries of life. People make the difference. Loving, life-minded people reaching out with the gospel of life and life everlasting will make the difference that will last. And all these people will require the second big goal for the next 50 years. We will need as many places as possible. As we've seen, since the early years of our movement, Pregnancy Help quickly found that the strongest services were provided through dedicated locations that were uniquely positioned and sustained to serve an at-risk population. Innovation and entrepreneurial improvements have empowered Pregnancy Help centers to put to use powerful new technologies, including ultrasound, specialized internet marketing, and much more. In the first 5 decades of our movement, the number of locations has grown exponentially. And as we talked about last night, we've outpaced the abortion facilities since the 90s. And now we stand here, as I said before, for every one abortion clinic, there are 4 pregnancy centers. But is that enough? Is that enough? Of course, I say no. We published that our team at Harper International took a close look at where pregnancy health centers are on a per capita basis. You know what that is, where it's kind of like evens the numbers out. So we looked at for every 500,000 people per population size. So here are some of the findings. On an international level, the U.S. currently has more than 4 pregnancy health center locations on average per 500,000 people, so per 500,000 people. By contrast, Zambia's number is similar with Italy's not far behind, but sadly, almost all of the other countries, that number is well below 1. They don't even have 1 pregnancy center for 500,000 people. That means we have a lot of work to do to achieve even 1 pregnancy health center for every 500,000. Our vision is to see underserved counties, countries, and cultures gain the ability to open up new pregnancy health locations for more opportunities to reach those at risk of abortion and to see more life decisions. Even if it took the next 50 years to do that, just to double or triple the places that are harbors of hope, we could see 20 to 30 million more lives saved around the globe. By itself, that's not enough against the death dealing of big abortion, but it would be a significant step from where we are today. Now, we can celebrate in the U.S. being the largest collection of pregnancy help anywhere on the planet, but a closer look state by state should inspire us that there is room to grow. Now, in our analysis, in the United States, Wyoming leads the country with a per capita number of 11 pregnancy centers per 500,000. And other states are there with them. Now, Missouri is ahead of the curve, at least a little bit. You stand at, by our count, 5.2 pregnancy health centers for every 500,000. And so you're ahead of the national average, which, if you remember, is 4. But still, you're 23rd on the list of 50. So you got some work to do, because I know that doesn't sit well with you guys. You're the show me state. You're like, yeah. And by our estimation, less than half of Missouri counties contain a pregnancy help center. Now, I know this doesn't consider the effective extension of mobile units. Some of you have very broad rural services. and we're studying further to understand that better, but I wanted to kind of contextualize Missouri for you. At the end of the spectrum, we can also see that states like California, Nevada, Utah in the west, New Jersey, and Connecticut in the east are registering per capita numbers closer to the underserved countries in other parts of the globe. And of course, at Heartbeat, we're already orienting our thinking and strategizing where there is pregnancy health poverty here in the United States. And that will also require we drive hard towards the third goal, which is to have as many paths as possible. So those are three. I'm a fan of alliteration, which makes me partially Baptist. So if you caught that, so we need more people, we need more places, and we need more paths. However, just adding people and places will not be enough. We need to build on our traditional structures, develop new paths or methods of deploying pregnancy health people into underserved places. These paths must include continued variations of existing models and improvement of recent innovations. Brick and mortar could still be our anchor, but the power of mobility and virtual outreach is yet to be optimized for impact. Now, we have celebrated as both Option Line and Abortion Pill Rescue Network began reaching around the globe with pregnancy health impact. And like you, we're figuring the way forward to reach where we can't yet go. Telehealth is becoming a way of life for millions and soon even billions. And this is one key adaptation that the pregnancy health is only now beginning to learn to leverage so that we can necessarily maximize our ministry metrics for greater significance and success. There will be new tools to adopt and new methods to mature, but it will always be the same heart of God that leads us into the future. We must do His work in His way. And while He never changes, He calls us all to change, to fulfill the mission of His heart. I trust as you take this time to step back and just breathe, you will leave here renewed, reinforced, and resolute to champion life and life everlasting. In Proverbs 18:16, it says that a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. I do not know what gift God has given me, but I'm blessed because I stand before great people. And it is my privilege and honor to serve with you, to see God's grace be accomplished, to see His kingdom lifted up, and the lives of those that He has called to Himself defended and championed. Thank you very much.